דף תזיין עמוד אלף כי נופל טיפה לפונוב דורש רב יהודה בר אילוי שתי נפילוי סלולו לומו. Why does it say a kefil haloshin that will have a double nefila? Omru loy umezu meshula la'ofo umeshula la'kechovim. Klal Yisrael can be compared to two extremes. It can be compared to ofo, and it's compared to kechovim. Kshehin yerdim, yerdin ad ofo. When they yered, they go down to ofo. Shein oilin, oilin ad le kechovim. When the oile to the kechovim. So we have to understand the Gemara. The Gemara starts off by asking, why does it say a kefil aloshin? Then the Gemara says, Klal Yisrael is either keofa or kekechovim. So I saw the Teira Tmime says that they told Haman that the nefile, when one falls, so it is compared to the aliyah of Klal Yisrael. So just like your nefile, if you're starting to fall from them, so your nefile is the be'erech to their aliyah. And since their aliyah is ad l'keichovim, so that means the greatest darga of aliyah, so memela, your nefila will be the greatest darga of nefila. So that's the kefil aloshin of nofel tipel. It's not stamazer nefila. You're going to fall all the way down. That's how the Teret Mime says pshat. Zok the Gemara weiter. The sarisi amelach higiu vayavhilu. Vayevhilu melameid sheviyuhu bibeholo. Vayevhilu is not a loshen of mehiris, it's a loshen, the Marsho says, it's a loshen of fear. That when he came to the Suda, he was in a matzav of fear. And Rashi says, Ebloirochatz yofa mitinufay, that was one of the reasons of his fear, because he's coming to a Mishter HaMelech, and he's not meruchetz from the tinuf that fell on him. Kinimkarnu ani va'ami, ki ein hatzor shoive b'nezek HaMelech. Omro loy, so she told Achashverosh, tzar ze einoi shoive b'nezek shel melech. This tzar, this ish tzar v'oyev, he's not choshesh to the harm that will befall the melech. Ikani bo bevashti, he was envious of Vashti. Yiktola, so he killed her. Even though Ishtay Kegufa, you had a tremendous hefset from it, but he killed her. Hashti kani bididi, now he's envious of me. Mi boi lemiktali, so he wants to kill me. So Mamela, that's what she was telling. Come on, there's no consideration at all of what will happen to you. Rashi says, Shoy v'choshesh, doesn't bother him what will happen to you. Vayomer ha-melech ha-chashveresh, vayomer la-ester ha-malke. So vayomer lomeli, why is there a kefil haloshin twice to say vayomer? Omar Rabbi Yabo, b'tchila yidei tulgimin. That means till now. He used to speak with her to an interpreter. Either it wasn't Lafi Kvoidoi, since he didn't know that she had a royal descent, so Memele he held it's not Lafi Kvoidoi to speak with someone who does not have royal blood. So therefore they spoke to a Tulgimin. Abakiv and the Omrolei, but since she told him, Bas Melochim Ano Midabei Shol, that I have royal blood, I am a descendant of Shol HaMelech Kosino, Miyad Vayomela Esther HaMalka. So then that barrier all of a sudden disappeared, and he was able to speak with her without an interpreter. ותאמר אסתר איש צר ואויב המון הרוע הזה. אמר רבי אלעזר מלמד שהיסה מחווה כלפי אחשוורוש. That she was pointing towards Achashverosh. Ubo Malach v'sotar yoda klapei Haman, and a Malach came and pushed away her hand that she should be pointing to Haman. Let us see first Rashi. Rashi says, Shmelameid shehoiso mechave k'neged Achashverosh. She was pointing towards Achashverosh. Achashverosh desa shalemiza, who's the one that did such a thing? So she said, "Ish tzava oyev haman haroze." That's what the so the pasha says. It's Haman. So Rashi says, "Miribui dover ze atolomet." That is a ribui over. Shehoyu lo loyma haman haroze. Why does she have to be marich in his titles? Ish tzava oyev. They ask him, "Izehu?" So tell him, "Haman haroze." That's enough. That on Achashverosh she wanted to say he's an ish tzar v'oyev. Aval Haman haroze, that means she had a besondere title for each one. He said, he asked who's responsible for this gzeira, so she wanted to point to him, so she meant both of you are responsible. So she pointed to him. But the Malach came and pushed away her hand. Now, here is a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara is very difficult to understand. I mean, she's coming to Achashverosh to be Mevakish on the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael. She fasted 3 days, Aksharavati Yavoti. She's doing everything, and all of a sudden, he asks who's at fault, so she points to him. That's a difficult Gemara. So, the Maral says, the Maral says as follows. Maral says that he asked the question, who's at fault? And if she wouldn't point to him, so she's saying sheker. He asked the question, she has to tell the truth. Siv doiver shkorim lo yikain. If a person says sheker, that means if he asked the question, she had to tell him the truth. What, she should go with a lie? So lemaisa, she has to tell the truth. So that's why she pointed to him. What's going to be is going to be. But she can't say a sheker. A malach came, so she did what she had to do, and the malach came and pushed away the hand. That's what the maral says. The goin says a different malach. The goin says, Kol atzadikim hoyadarkom l'chsheyedabru dvorim lifnei hamelech hoyalibom umachshavtom dovuk lakodesh boruch. That means she was speaking to Achashverosh, but b'machshove she was mispallel to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. V'hoya b'machshavto, so now when the question arose, whose fault it is, Achashverosh, shelamaisa her machshava, she was mispallel that both should have a mapola, Achashverosh should have a mapola, and Haman should have a mapola. V'machmas hadimyein toso mochi biyoda, machvi biyoda klapi Achashverosh. So then, so since b'machshavto she was being mispalled to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that Achashverosh, he was also a Rosha. So when she said tzar v'oyev, so tak in the back of her mind into the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was mispalled that he's taki ish tzar v'oyev. So automatically, or betois, her hand pointed to him. So they made an es min hashamayim that a malach came and pushed it away. Vamelech kom b'chamosoi. Then it says, Vamelech shov migina sabisa. Is makish shivo lekima. So it seems just like the kima was b'chema. So the return was also b'chema. Makima b'chema, shiva b'chema. Now was he angry when he came back? The ozol v'ashkech l'malache yashoris ta'ad milei. He found malochim that looked like people. וכאוקרי לילוני דבוסטני, and they were tearing out the trees of his garden. ואומר להו, so he asked them, מייב דייך, what is this? אמרו לי דפקדינן, הומן told us to do this. We're just following directions, commands. He told us to do it. And the Goyen explains, now this was, the Rebbein Shalom sent a shliach bin Hashemayim malochim to say shkorem. So what kind of anhoge is this? So the Goyen says, the Rebbein Shalom goes midi keneged midi. Kivin shahomon hilshin al Yisrael bedivrei sheker vahavoi, since the whole gzeira started about because of the Meitzi Shemra and the shkorem of Homon, so therefore, that's the midi keneged midi. If you're going with shkorim, so your mapola will also be through shkorim. He says that's why we find by paroi, Klal Yisrael said they're borrowing from the Mitzrayim, and then by Yinotzlu es Mitzrayim, because paroi also went with shkorim. And by Lavan was also going with shkorim, that's why Vayta Malochim came and took from the tzayin of Lavan, and they were, that means that the Rabbein Shalom, there is such a seder, mikesh titapol, if you're going with shkorim, so your mapol will also be through shkorim. Therefore, the malochim that said shkorim. Osala beise, so he came back to his house, vahomon noifal alamite, and Haman, as soon as he came in, Haman was falling alamita. Noifel nofal mi boile. Omer abilozo melamed shebo malach vihipiloi aleho. Omer vai mi beiso vai mi bora. He says that means what the Masho says, vayomer is vai omer. He said, nochem vai. He says, well, he sees what Haman is doing. You're destroying my garden, and now, and v'yemem elcha gam lichbash es ha-malki imi babayis. You want to be koivish the malki imi babayis. V'yemer charboine, so charboine said, that hine eitz, that's beveis homon, gevoichem ishimamo, that this was made for modchei ashadiba toiv ala melech. Agavuch the Goyin says pshat asher dibber toiv ala melech, that Achashveirish should understand that Haman said when he put up this eitz, he said asher dibber, he said toiv ala melech, it would be very good if the melech would be hanging from this eitz also. So that was the message that Achashveirish got from Chaboyne. So that's Chaboyne. Omar Abelozo, Av Chaboyne Rosho Boisa Eitz, Av Chaboyne Rosho. Chaboyne was a Rosho. And Boisa Eitz, he was from the Yoyatzim, that was the Eitz, Yasa Eitz Gavoya Chemishimamo, Haman was Trogin, the Chosen Shaverly. So they told him an Eitz, that Vakelt Yasa Eitz Gavoya Chemishimamo. So he was from the Yoyatzim. He was a Rosh. Aber kiven sherosh loy niskaim atzosoy, but he saw already that it wasn't niskaim, that he saw things were going, that things are going pretty bad. So he decided, miyad borach, so he decided he's going to run away and he's going to change parties. He's not going to be stuck with Haman. He saw Haman is having a mapola. So the quickest way he can rid himself of Haman is by betraying him. V'hayne d'chsiv, v'yashleich olav v'lo yachmel. When in a matzav, when the pasuk is speaking about chaboyne, v'yashleich olav v'lo yachmel, the Rebbeinu Shlom is throwing on him a pronius. V'lo yachmel is miyodoy b'royach yivrach. So he runs away, the chaboyne ran away, he saw him Apollos falling, so he ran away. I don't see Anasifus Kainim. How did the Gemara know? The Gemara says, Ad Chaboyne Rosha. No, he was a Rosha, that he was from the Sarisei Paray. Was ich sehe, Achashverosh. Aber bei uns ist Eitze heute. How did Chazal know that he was bei uns ist Eitze? So, as if it's kind of being from someone that, because how should he know about it? The Mice is as I, the Yoyitzim of Haman told them, Yasu Eitz Kavoyechem Yishimam. Fine. So the Baal, he couldn't do, he wasn't a fasim, he had to go and ask shoes from Achashverosh. When he came to Achashverosh, is when Ahapachul, they started thinking, he's speaking about other things. So he never got reshus, never got a permit. So who knew about it? How could Chaboyne all of a sudden tell Achashverosh, if I can't look at the Eitz Gevoya, Hine Eitz is the Beis Homon, Gevoyach Mishimamo. How did Chaboyne know about this? And that Homon had made it. He wasn't Mephalsamit. He was a smart person, Homon. So it calls man, you don't get a permit, you don't talk about it. So Kolchoch Chazal understood that Chaboyne was Bois Eitz. If I can't, he was from the Yoitz, and that's why he knew about it. So other Mephoshim say, but when he told it to Achashverosh, Hinei Ha'eitz, like, he told it to Achashverosh, and there's a kash, how do you know about it? It's like, he told her, Hinei Ha'eitz, everyone sees it, everyone knows about it. I'm surprised you don't know about it. That's how it was related to Achashverosh. So, but he wanted to let him raise the chais from the soul Eitze, and the whole Eitzik, and that's what's Vayashlachol V'layachm, was Meyodai Baroyach Yivrach. B'chamas HaMelech Shochocho. It seems Shochocho is a psakeful haloshin. Shtei shchichais halolu lomo. So what are the two shchichais? That the chaim of the Melech died down. Which are the two shchichais? Achas shel malkoi shel oilom. V'achas shel Achashverosh. V'omri lo achas shel Esther. Va'acha shel Vashti. What does Rashi say? Vayashlich olav nanoifel. Eloshin oise vahilach. He was in the process of falling. Noifel. He was falling. Vareitzel iskeif. He wanted to get up. Vamalach mapiloi. Vayashlich olav kadosh baruch hu mashlich poronis al haroshe belich emla. Is miyodoi boroyach yivrach, b'nei siyatoi v'chaveirov, b'irchim miyodoi. Acha shel Esther, shoho yakos acha shmeirish, al ma she'osa homon le'Esther. I didn't understand, what did homon do to Esther? Ma she'oma osa homon le'Esther. Maybe he wanted to do, but what ma she'osa homon le'Esther? Maybe it means we heard before that he was Neufel Alamita, so he saw that he was Lichpoisha Samalke. Maybe that's called Osa. Masha Osa Homola Esther. Look the Gemara weiter. Lekulam Nosan Laish Khalifais Samolais. Lebinyamin Nosan Chomesh Khalifais. That when Yosef sent away the brothers after he was Megal himself, so to each one he gave Khalifa Smolis, and to Binyamin he gave 5 Khalifa Smolis. So the Gemara asks, Efshir Dovo, Shinitztair boy, Oisai Tzadik, Yikoshel boy. Let us see what Rashi says. Dovo, Shinitztair boy, Oisai Tzadik, Le'eved Nimkar Yosef, that he was sold for an Evid, Ayidei Kinas Ochiv, that what all the difficulties Yosef encountered was because of the Kine he suffered from his brothers. And how did this Kine come about? Because Yaakov Avinu was Madif, we made the Ksenis Pasim. So Mamela, he was Madif Yosef over the other brothers. Is he kosher boy? The Omar Rove Bar Mechas Yomar Rav Chomer Bar Gu Yomar Rav. בשביל מישקו שני סלוים מילס שהוסיף יעקב ליוסף, משערוכיו נסגל גולדובו ויורדו אביסיינו למצרים. That means, what triggered off the sinner, or the kine, the Gemara in Shabbos is going to say, kine niskana boyochid, even though the Pasuk mentions sinne. But Kaponzo, what triggered this off? The mishko shnei sloim milas. Rashi in Shabbos brings down a pshat, mishko shnei sloim milas. Milas is a very supreme wool, a wool that is made from the wool of a lamb. As soon as it's born, that wool is protected from the elements. It should not get dirty. It's a very clean, pure wool. And mishkal shnei sloim milas. Rashi says one pshat shnei sloim is not too heavy, so it could be you can't make a beged out of weight of shnei sloim. So Rashi says that by the sleeves there was some embroidery of milas, and that was mishkal shnei sloim milas. That brought about the Ridel of Mitzrayim. Shoyisiv Yaakov Yosef Misharochim Nisgalgadov Yodah Viseinu L'Mitzrayim. So Memele, so we see that by being madif, by giving even a kleinikite, giving one brother over the other brothers, that brought about a kin and a sinu, which eventually brought about the Yiridus Mitzrayim. So Yosef, who had suffered the brunt of this kin and sinu, why should he now be nichshel the same thing, and by being madif and giving binyamin more than the other brothers? The Masha asks a very good kasha. The Masha asks, what's the dimyan? He says, Bishleime, by Yaakov Avinu, they're all his sons. So by differentiating, giving to one son more than the other son, so that is Ma'ire Kine. Masha'enken Binyamin was the only brother he had from his mother. So he's a closer relative to him. So Ma'ile gave him more. So what's the Kasha? That's the Marsha's Kasha. So Marsha says that is true. The Shvatim would definitely understand if he gave Binyamin more than he gave them. That means if he gave them one Khalifa smaller, he gave him a double. So double, that's understood. He's your brother, you give him double. But five times as much, that's going a little overboard. For brotherly love, you don't go so much. So it would seem that he's spelling out that, Binyamin was not in the Mechira, and you were in the Mechira, so Memela, that's why this was a drastic difference between Binyamin and the other Achim. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Omer Abi Binyamin Bayefes, Rimez Remez Loi Shaosid Ben Lotzis Mimenu, שייצם ובני המלך בחמישה לבוש מלכוס. שנמה ומורדך יוצא בלבוש מלכוס תחילס וחו. So it was Maramasin that the descendant of his Mordechai will wear five Levush Malchus. Now, the question arises that we asked the Kasher, how could he be nichshel in something that he's doing a pula that's ma'ir kine? The Gemara answers he's making remozim, but that doesn't answer the question. He's still being ma'ir kine between Binyamin and the other shvatim. The Sivas Kainim brings down a very nice pshat. He says, "Be'emison, what was we said before?" That Bishvil Mishko Shnei Sloy Milas, that brought about the kine of the Shvatim to Yosef. He says, what was really the sib of the kine? The sib of the kine was not that he has, his kufs are more chashiv than ours. That wasn't the sibah. That means that the Xenus Pasim had a message attached to it. Ki oisai ohav aviyem mikolochiv akeret. This was only, this spelled it out. The kine was not the beged. The kine was the message that the beged brought with it. That this is telling them that oisai ohav, he loved them more than all the other brothers. That's what bothered them. So it's the message. So here there was a different message. Here the message was that Fakerti was meramis to him. You have to read the message. You have to read between the lines. There they read the message. And they read it good. And they diagnosed it good. And Fakert, that brought about the whole tzore. Here there's a different message. Here the message is that La'osid will come out from Binyamin, someone who will be a Mishnah Lamelech and wear 5 begodim, will be Matzal Klal Yisrael. So Mamela, so if that's the message that is being told, so Mamela, there's no reason for Kineh. The Goyin in Kael Eliyahu, here's another Pshat Na Gemara. The Goyin says that, he says, Be'emerson, what's Bechlal the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says he gave him 5 sets of begodim. Binyamin Osnan Chomesh Chalifais. He says, what's Bechlal the kasha? Perhaps the quality of the begodim that was given to the other brothers was, so it was worth the same amount than these Chomesh Chalifais. So what's the kasha? So the Goyin says, if that would be the case, so why did he do such a thing? So Kolchoch, it's the same amount, and him he gives 5, and him he gives 1. Al Kolchoch, the more tell that doesn't make any sense. Al Kolchoch, he's giving 5 more. So the Gemara answered, no, that the Emerson, that's true. That the value of these begodim were the same as the 5 sets of these begodim had the same price tag as 1 set of the begodim which was given to each brother. Was that the same? And I saw in Time of the Krah from a guy named Chaim Knievsky Shlita, he says it's very interesting. Agamah doesn't bring it like that, but in the Pasuk, the Chalifais of Binyamin is a Chosavov. The Chalifais of the brothers is a Molevov. So Fakert, his Chalifais were Chaseirim. They weren't worth as much as the Chalifais of the others. So the Gemara says, so what's Tamazay Pshat? And Gemara says, he wanted to be Meramah something to him. That's why he gave him 5. The purpose of 5 was not to give him more. The purpose of 5 was to be meramis what eventually will occur. Agavul Chedachsum, where we see something else, especially from the Goyim, we see something else. That means we learn the Pasuk, Modcha Yotzim Lefnei HaMelech, Shmalchus, it says, first of all, we don't appreciate Bechlal. So here, choshev begodim, makes a difference. Yet choshev begodim, not choshev begodim. I mean, we don't appreciate bechlal the pasuk. But if we do look at the pasuk, so we see the chshivas was a Torah zov. It was choshev begodim. I mean, that's how we look. So it was wearing big day malchus, which was choshev. Now, if that is the cheshivas, so 5 chalifas gruim are not meramis on the godless of Mordechai. That means that's not a remis. You have to, if you'll give him a crown, so we'll see his a descendant of his will wear a crown. I mean, the word isn't 5. The Maral says on that pasuk, he says Fakert was dafke an inyan of 5. An inyan of 5 was that he was surrounded by begodim from all 4 sides. In Al Roshe there was an atore. So be'etzim, the protius begodim are not negeilonu. It means that there was a chshivas of begodim. Begodim are megin and mechabed, money is chabduse. that he had, and it was going on Tifer and Yonim also, but it's showing that he was completely mukif with Big Day Malchus. From head to toe, but not only, I mean, from all four sides in Al Roshay. So that's the Indian of Chomesh. So for Kelt, that's what he wanted to show them, that he wanted to show Binyamin that will come out from him a descendant which will have this Indian of five begodim. Vayipel al tzavorei Binyamin ochiv. So if you translate the pasuk literally, it would seem to be saying that he fell on the necks of Binyamin. So the Gemara asks, kama tzavorim havelei leBinyamin? How many necks did he have? Tzavorei Binyamin. Omar Rabbi Elozer bocha al shnei mikdoshim shasidim liyos bechelkei shel Binyamin vasidim lechorev. He cried on the two batei mikdashim, which will become chorev. Binyamin bocha al tzavorov, bocha al mishkan shiloi, she'osed liyos bechelke shel Yosef, ve'osed lechorev. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, kamo tzavorim hoyu leila binyamin, loy gasinim. So Rashi is moichik de kashe, she came derech ha-mikro lichtev tzavori loshen rabben, afilu by a yochid, al chelka tzavorov, by Yaakov, when he went in to get the broches, boch al tzavorov, here it says boch al tzavorov, which is also loshen rabben. So Rashi seems to be saying that, it's bachalmo kashe, tzavorei binyamin, that's how we speak. Tzavorus is mentioned below Shem Rabban for some reason. So we have to understand, so if Rashi is Moichik the Kashe, so how does the Teretz come in? So how did we so there's no problem. There's no problem of Tzavore, so why do you have to go into the Boti Mikdoshim? So how did Rashlam start in the Sugya? So I saw Nasivis Kainim, he brings down that the problem, according to Rashi, was not on the Loshon of Tzavori. The problem was that the Bechi, that this whole scenario, did not have a Mokim where it occurred, when it occurred. That means as follows, like, when Yosef saw Yaakov Avinu, he saw him after such a long time. Good. So there he saw him after such a long time, the emotions chased him. So there, Vayevk al Tzavor Avoit. Here we're speaking about, like, this is in the middle of nowhere. And Yosef, and there's a whole arichis. He's telling them what to do, and he should go and go back to Eretz Canaan and bring Yaakov Avinu, Maru, Valu Alovi, Vamartamelo, a whole thing. They're schmoozing away. Levinei Enechem Rois, Veneochi Binyamin, Vigatem Lovi Eskol Kavoidi, Mehartem, Viratem Esovi Heina. So we're finished already. We're here. We're talking. He's giving instructions. Then all of a sudden, Vayipal al tzavrei Binyamin ochi vayevk Binyamin boch al tzavor. Now, in the middle of nowhere, they're starting now. All of a sudden, something happened. He starts. So that was the kash of the Gemara. Where does this come in? What is pshat in this? That was the problem. Like this. It's like shalei b'mkaymai. So he says that, you know where it came in? It came in as follows. That he said, Mihartem Vayratem Es Ovihena. That's what it said right before. That you should bring back down Yaakov Avinu. So in other words, that Yosef told them that the Golus Mitzrayim is going to start now. Vayratem Es Ovihena. The Golus Mitzrayim is going to start. Now, when he mentioned Golus Mitzrayim,
So this, it brings a Ramban. The Ramban says, Dolus Mitzrayim was the haschole of the Golias that Klal Yisrael has to go through. And Loimi Boy, maybe it could be Mamtik, the Beis Halevi says that Be'emison, Golus Mitzrayim never ended. Golus Mitzrayim was cut off in the middle because Klal Yisrael cannot be saved with the Golus. They'd remain in Mitzrayim. They would have too much of a Yeride. So Golus Mitzrayim stopped, and then the other Golus in our Hashlome of Golus Mitzrayim. So Memele, when he started mentioning Golus Mitzrayim, so that this is he told them Veiratem Mehartem Veiratem Es Ovihene. You should bring down Yaakov Avinu. So now we're speaking about Golus Mitzrayim. So all of a sudden, then it hit him already. So what Golus Mitzrayim will include is Golus Mitzrayim comes to be Marba Kol Shah Golius also. So already he started thinking of the Chuban Abayis, which will eventually come out. So that is why, that's how it comes in over here, when he started speaking about Golus Mitzrayim, which is a Schole of the other Golius in. So he started thinking of the Chuban Abayis, which was Bechelko Yishel Ben Yomin. And so it was Bochal Zeh. The Zamir de Kevot from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says that, if I'm not mistaken, the Chaim HaKadosh also says the same inyan. This whole tzar, Nagmas Nefesh, that Yosef was Goyrim to the brothers, there was a purpose to it. The purpose was that this tzar, Nagmas Nefesh, should be a kapore for the chet of the Mechire. And, so it says, "Lo yochel Yosef lehisapek lochela nitzavim olov." But then he couldn't control himself. He couldn't hold himself back. He was megal himself. So the Sfas Emes says, if he would have held himself back, and they would have had a little bit more agmas nefesh, so then the it would have been niskan. So their chet. The chet of Mechir Sheisa would have become Mesukin with the Tzai and Agmas Nefesh with Seibu, and then there wouldn't be a Chulban Abayis. But since Vayochel Yosef Lisapik, he wasn't able to, so Lemaise, they did not have the Gemar Kapore. So that is why eventually there had to be a Chulban Abayis. So the Sasema says, so that's why in this Maimid there was a bechi on the Chulban Abayis. Now the Gemara says that Binyamin was bochal tzavorov al mishkan shiloi she'osid liyos bechelkei shel Yosef osid lichorev. The Maritz Chayis asks, he doesn't understand what's there to cry about. He said mishkan shiloi was never oimed to remain there. Fakert, I mean, the mokim, lanachal of alam nuche, I mean, there was zicha oimed that the ikam mokim of ashras hashkini should be here in Shalayim. So he didn't, it doesn't, he blies by tzorach in Godel, the Maritz Chai, so what's the bechi on the chulban of Mishkan Shiloh? I mean, it wasn't supposed to be there. It wasn't supposed to remain there. Perhaps it could have been on the better item. And there was a chulban of the ir shila. It could have been done on a different item. Vehine, einechem royes ve'eini ochi binyamin. Now there's a problem over here. He says you see, and Binyamin sees. Now, this is not necessary. He could have said, "Vinei einechem royeis," and he could be koilo in the einechem royeis einei ochi binyamin. So why did he separate binyamin with the from the other shvatim? Omar Rabbi Loza, Omar Lahem, Kishem Shain Belibi al Binyamin Ochi, Shloi Hoya Bimchirosi, so I have no tainis on Binyamin, Kach Ein Belibi Alechem, Ki Pi Hamedaba Alechem, Kifi Kain Libi. What I'm telling you, that's what I feel and that's what I hold. So he was makish, that was the union of splitting up by Nechem, by Neochi, to so that to be makish, just like you realize that there's Ein Belibi al Binyamin, there's Ein Belibi alech. La'oviv sholach kezois asorach hamoirim noisim mituv mitzrayim, mai mituv mitzrayim, omer ha-Binyamin ba-yefes, omer ha-Belozo, Sholach lo yayin yoshon shedas zekeinim noiche himenu. What was good for him from Mitzrayim, that's what he sent, and that's what does Rashi say? Shigaloi yayin lefi shedas zekeinim noiche himenu ze hadovor hatoiv loy min hakel. It's fakel that this is good. Vaistois yain yoshin is good for das zekeinim. So this was the best thing. That's not what was good for him from Mitzrayim. That's what he sent to Yaakov Avinu. Vayelchu gam ochiv vayiplu lefonov. Omar Rabbi Binyamin vayefes Omar Rabbi Lozor. Hainu da omri inshi tale beidne sogidlei. That they fell down for him, they were machni themselves to him. So the Welt says a moshul that a fox, when it's his man, he's matzliach then, even though he's not the king of the animals, of the chayis, but kaponu if it's beidne, sagidlei, so one should be machniya themselves, then they should bow down to him. That's why they bow down to Yosef. So the Gemara says, Tale, you're calling Yosef, legabi the brothers, a wolf. Mai bitzirusei me'achve. In what way is he worse than the brothers? That means that means afilo atale, if it's bidne sagidlei. Alayitma hochi itma vayishtachu Yisrael al roish hamite, Omar Rabbi Binyamin bayefes, Omar Rabbi Lozo, Tale beidne sagidlei. That is, that's what Yaki was mishtacheve, that's Tale beidne sagidlei. Agavuche, there's a choshev vote from the Briske Rov, Rashi in Chumash, says that the first time Yosef came to Yaakov Avinu, so it says, and he swore to him, "V'yishtachi Yisrael arei shamite." So there the Rashi brings down Tala beidne sagidle. That's this din over here. Later, it says the second time when Yosef came, so it says in the Pasuk, ויגד ליעקב, ואימא הנה בנך יוסף בו אליך, וישחזק ישראל וישב על המיטה. So Rashi says, מכאן שחילקין כובד למלכס. But there's a din חילקין כובד למלכס, and then Rashi brings down, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was חילק כובד לפרו, and Eliyahu was חילק כובד לאחוב. So the Briske Rav asks, three psukim away, one from the other. So here we say talabid nesagidlei, which is a psanin in stamazoi, it's not a psachiv, it would seem. And here, mekan shechilkin kobel amalchus. So the Briske Rav says, because Here it says, Vayishazek Yisrael, Vayeshev al Hamita. That means the Pasuk tells us he had difficulties to do it. He was weak. No, Vayishazek Yisrael. He was mechazek himself to do it. Als the din of Tala be'idne sagidle, that is, hanimus, it's a proper thing to do. If it's be'idne, he's dead. So that's the, but you don't have to be mechazik yourself for it. If you can do it, mechitesi, if you can't do it, it's echitkefele. Here it says, vayishazik yisrael, so from here we learn out that there was a chiev, als chilkin kovid lamalchus. Sagt the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Binyamin by Yefes, Omar Rabbi Loza, Omar Rabbi Loza, Nabayinochim Oisom, Vayedaber Alibom. Omar Rabbi Binyamin by Yefes, Omar Rabbi Loza, Melamed, Shomalem Dvorim, Shemiskablem Alalei, Vayedaber Alibom. Uma Sora Neiris, Loyochlu, Lachabais, Ner Echot, Ner echot, hayich yochel lechabais asora neiris. It's very interesting. A neir is a mechaba, another neir. So I saw Nasifus Kainim, he wants to say that the taine that the shvotim had on Yosef HaTzadik was they were afraid that Yosef HaTzadik will outdo them. And just like there was a b'china of Yaakov and Esav and Yitzhak and Yishmael, so Memele, Yosef will, with his illumination and his oil, will outdo them. So therefore, like there'll be a bechina of shrage betira mayahanilei. So what can they do? What can they accomplish? The whole Klal Yisrael will come out of Yosef HaTzadik. So memele. So he told them fakir. So your neiros. So they wanted to make sure that this neir should not be much lighter than their neir. So memele of 10 neiros cannot make dull one neir. So one neir zicher can make dull 10 neiros. La Yehudim oisa oira besimcha besasin biko. Omar Rabbi Yehuda oira zu teira. Vechein hu oimer ki ner mitzvah veteira oir. So we see that oir is teira. Simche zayontif. Vechein hu oimer besamachta bechagecha. Sosin zumile. Vechein hu oimer sosa neichel imosecha. V'yikor eilu tfilin, v'cheinu eima v'rol chol amei ha'oretz, k'sheme shem nikra lecho v'yoro mimeko, v'sanye Rabbi Lezer ha'godol oimer eilu tfilin sheberoish. Let us see Rashi. Oira zu teira, shegozar, Rashi, oira zu teira, shegozar aleim homon shloyasku beteire. And now, after the Mapol of Homan, is La Yehudim Hoysa Oira. We have to understand that this is Bechlal very interesting. We're very much unaware of this Gzeire. This is a Gzeire that was the most 2 days old, 3 days old. That was the whole Gzeire, because from the whole Maisa with Homan till after the Mapola of Homo was only a Maisa of days, V'yibiyoy Mashlishi. So, where do we find such a gzeire? Shigoz le'homan shleyasku b'teire. Zeu yontiv, kimu aleihem yomim toivim. The simcha of yontiv. Zumile valkolele gozar. He was gozer that they can't make milo either. So, Sanechim Rosecho, Zum Mila. Shenitno, how do we know this is Mila? Shenitno, Bemaima, Veloy Bedivo. Vayema, Shemal Avrom, Baato, Esberisi, Tishme. Yeah. Umatzino, Shedovit, Somachaler. So, in Rosecho, that we could be, that's a dimion to Mila, because the mitzvah Mila was Nitin Bemaima. ומתפעד יונות דוד ושמח ותמילה שדוד סומך עולר שנמה למנצח על השמיניס שהויו בבייס המלחץ ורוע עצמוי בלוי תוירה ובלוי מצווס הסכיבן שנזכר במילה שמח. So there was Besimchi, we made a capital tilum, Lametzeach beginis ala shminis, that mila shenitna b'shmini, she was sameach that the union of mila is, a person has this mitzvah wherever he is, so he's never orim in a mitzvah. Agavuche, the Magen Avraham brings from the Arizal, it seems that David HaMelech had this problem, that he's orim in a mitzvahs when he went to the Beis HaMelechetz. Still, nizkar b'mila. But he says, l'chayre, when he went to sleep at night, so where, I mean, before the Melechetz, he went to sleep at night, so where's the mitzvahs he has then? So the Arizal says, from this we see that there's an inyan to wear a talis cotton at night. That's why he brings a raya, but she wants to wear a talis cotton at night, so at night he slept with a talis cotton. So, but by the melchitz, he had to take off the talis cotton also, so my mele then he felt he was arum in a mitzvah. Agavuche, the Rabbi Kevege says the Arizal we can understand only there's a machlokes the Rosh and the Rambam that Laila loves man tzitzis. What if Pshat Laila loves man tzitzis? So the Rosh learns Pshat that a ksus yoim is chayiv b'tzitzis the whole time, and a ksus Laila is potter mitzitzis the whole time. Laila loves man tzitzis means a begid Laila is potter min tzitzis. So Memelus Rabbi Kevege says, so that's Pshat and Arizal. Arizal says, okay, you should wear a ksus yoim balaylo, and you'll have the kiyum of mitzvah tzitzis. And he slept with a ksus yoim balaylo. That's Pshat and Arizal. According to the Rambam, so what's the inyan of wearing tzitzis at night if Laila loves man tzitzis? It was orim in a mitzvah, you don't have a mitzvah at night. But the Magen Avraham time is that he says, no, the Arizal, im kabol and the kabol, if there's an inyonim, but he says, if samza you're bringing a truk in a ray from the Gemara, he says that at night that he was sleeping, there was no problem, because he had the mitzvah of mezuzah. So he had a kiyum a mitzvah. The problem arose in the Beis HaMelechetz, where there was no mezuzah, so there he had a problem. He had a problem. Agavuche, it's g'day to mention, that's the Magen Avraham. So l'chayre, a person could be a shtikal hamdan, he says, no, if he has the mitzvah of mezuzah, so when he's in the Beis HaMelechetz, he also has the mitzvah of mezuzah. His house has a mezuzah on it. But that is not true. The kiyum a mitzvah of mezuzah is when you're in the house. That's what Kregel says in the Tshuvis. A person's mekayim a mitzvah of mezuzah, if he's living in a house, so the din is that it should have a mezuzah on it. But Kolzman, you're not a mezuzah chayves hador. But if you're out of the house and there's a mezuzah in your house, there's no kiyum a mitzvah. Agavuche Rabbi Kevege asks a ha'ore, an amazing ha'ore. Rabbi Kevege asks, just like the halacha is when a person leaves a sukkah and comes back into the sukkah, he has to make a new bracha because he was mekayim mitzvah sukkah. He left the sukkah, he's coming back in, again he's mekayim mitzvah sukkah. So he makes a new bracha. In fact, Rabbi Kevege, when a person leaves his house and comes back, he should make a new bracha on the mezuzah. It's Rabbi Kevege is a ha'ore. The lady brings down a b'kayyose, if you don't make a bracha, only b'shas, you bang on the mezuzah. That's like boya mezuzah. So the nusach, the nusach is not masim to make a bracha on it. Oh, but be'etzim, that's the truth, that the whole key of my mitzvah of mezuzah is only when you're in the room with the mezuzah. So therefore, that's the Magen Avraham's teretz. So when he was sleeping at night, he had a kiyum a mitzvah. When he left, he went to the Beis HaMelechetz, and he didn't have a kiyum a mitzvah, so then he was orim in a mitzvah. Omar Rav Ada de Minyafu, Aseres b'nei homon, ba'aseres zorich lememrinu b'nishima achas. That Aseres b'nei homon, and the word Aseres should be said in one breath, my time kule bahadi adodi novki nishmosayu. Because they all died in one breath, they all died together. So therefore it should be said, in that oifen that we should realize that they all died b'nishima achas. Omar Rab Yochanan vov de vaizosa tzorech lemimseche beskife. You should either lengthen the vov. It should be lengthened, or others say it means that the roish avov, which is usually kafuf, which is usually going horizontally, so you should make it going vertically, or perhaps on a slant, that it should be, that you should make it higher. Or others say, lemimchseh b'zekifa, you should, the pronunciation of the vov, one should be marich to make sure he's pronouncing well the vov of aizosa. Kimerdaya de livrois. Kimerdaya de livrois is like a, the livrois, Rashi says, in Bab Metzia was a river, and Merdaya was poles, that those who used to navigate a ship, they used to direct the ship with these poles to make sure that the ship should not bang into stones or rocks. So memele, so it should be like this. Lemimsechei beskife kimerdaya delivreis. My time kulu bechad zekife is dakifu. All of them were hung up on one gallows. The Aruch HaShulchan says pshat in this din that two things. Number one, they were not dead when they were hung up. Yesterday we mentioned could be there were 10 that were killed, and these were a different 10. Or others want to say that filu the 10 that they were badly wounded the day before, but they weren't dead. And when they were hung up one underneath the other. And until the tenth one wasn't hung up, they still were all alive. And when the tenth one came, then Hodri, Novki, Nishmasai, then the Basachas, all 10 died at once. So, out the zeicher of this nes, therefore, either one, we need these two things. It should be nemo v'nishima achatz, number one, and number two, that the vov of aizosa should be lemimsech ebeskife, whatever the pshotim are, lemimsech ebeskife. Rashi, aseres nehomon v'aseres, haskore shemoison, v'teiva smucha acheyem, kloimar. So the Bach says, Asrosom naflukecha, the all 10 died at once. Sekife is some of gallows. Eitz echod be eitz echod ze lamata mize. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omer Rabbi Chanina bar Poppe, Dorish Rabbi Shile, Ish Kfar Timroso, Kol Hashirais Kulon, Nichtovois Oriach al Gabi Leveino, Uleveino al Gabi Oriach. Chutz Mishirazu, Umalchei Knan, Shoriach al Gabi Oriach, Uleveino al Gabi Leveino. My time is Shaloite Tekumo Lemapoloso. Now let us see Rashi. Ariach hu haksav. Ariach, we'll see, an Ariach is a chatzi levena, number one. And Ariach is the ksav. Levena hu cholok. That's the empty space. Shohu kiflayim min haksav. Veho Ariach chatzi levena. The Ariach is a half a levena. So, Lemaise, by the Shiris, so it comes out, let's say, on the top line you have a Ksav, and then on the next line you have, the Ksav is on both sides, and in the middle there's a bigger space, which is double the size of the Ksav. Then again you have a Ksav, and then a big space. And so there's a Riach al-Gabi Levena, that means there's a Ksav over an empty space, which is double the size of the Ksav, and the empty space is over the Ksav. Empty space is over the Ksav. That's Ariach al-Gabi Levena, or Levena al-Gabi Ariach. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. But by the Megillah, it's Ariach al-Gabi Ariach, and Levena al-Gabi Levena, so that means that all the names are on one side, one on top of the other, and all the Ve'es is on the other side, on top of the other, and there's empty spaces in the middle. So what is the purpose of this? So the purpose of this is Shaloite Tekume Lemapaloson. So this is like a marshal. That means if there's an empty space in the middle, but whenever there's an empty space in the middle by the Shire, so on both sides there's Ksav. So Rashi says that means if one can picture that you're falling on an empty space, you can stick out your feet to hold on, to grasp the two sides. Because by the Shira of Oz Yosher, for example, if you fall off the Ariach, so you have Al Kaponim on both sides, you have two Arichim on the next Shura that you could grab on. But over here, if you fall off, there's nothing to grab on. That's to show Shloite Tekume Lemapalosa. Vayomer Hamelech LeEster Hamalke, Bishushan Habi, let's see, Taisusach, Lomer Beneshimachas, Nigadain Lechatchille, Avo Bidiyevet Yotza, Diyevet Yotza. Bekannt, the mini ka'ilam is that when it comes to daseres b'nei haman, so first the ilam says daseres b'nei haman, and then the balkeira says daseres b'nei haman. So there's a vote from the Rogatchev going. He says, what's pshat in this? He says, pshat is because the whole mikra megillah, you could be yoytze al shemei ka'ine. You hear the ka'il, so mamel shemei ka'ine. But Neshima Achas passed that I am Yotze with Shemeya Koine. One Neshima, know that it should be Neshima Achas. That by him it's one Neshima, doesn't make it by me one Neshima. So therefore, since there's a din of Neshima Achas, therefore each person says it by Neshima Achas. So we have the kiyum of Neshima Achas. Zot the Gemara Baita, ויאמר המלך לאסתר המלכה, בשושן הבירגו הוגו היהודים. אומר רבי אבו מלמד שבו מלך וסוטרי על פיו. So that means after the first day of the Muhammad, so the Melech came to Esther Malkah, and he started off with a shrekliche complaint. Bishushan Abilga Hogu, they killed so many people. And then the Malach came and gave him a slap in his face, and that calmed them down. And then he said, that was after the Malach took care of him, so he became meek and cooperative. Ubevoya Lifne Hamelech Omar im Haseifa. Omar Omro mi Boilei. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Omro Loi Yoima Bepe Mashekosa Beseifa. Now this is a difficult pasuk and a difficult gemara. Before we see Rashi is not Geiris this, but the Tera Tmime wants to say Pshat in the gemara as follows. Ubaboyo lifnei hamelech. When she came before the melech, she came before Achashverosh. Omar im ha-sefer. She said, together with the sefer. Omar, so she should have said, Omro mi boy, Omar, Omro mi boy, she should have said, she said, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omra loy, yoimar bepe, ma shekosov besefer. So she requested from Achashverosh, he should say bepe, what was written in the sefer. That means like this. She knew that Achashverosh was very fickle, and he always used to change his mind. So they were writing Svarim again, different Svarim and everything, but he wrote already one Svarim, and then he was Mevatel them, so that'll be right, another Svarim. So she requested from him, Emoir Ima Sefer, please, besides sending out Svarim, she wanted that he should announce it and be machiz, whatever it says in the Sforim, and moirim ha-sefer. That's how the Torah Tmimah learns Pshat in this Gemara, according to the Girsa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Hochi Garsinin, no, the Malach Shabo Melamed Shabo Malach Shere Yisrael Ledaber Beloshin Kas B'Seif Omar Mashe Losech Hori Gassin Omar Rav Nachman Yoimar Bepe Mashe Nichtav B'Sforim Hori Gassin in Omro Loi. So Rashi is Moichika Agirs B'Hori Perush Seid Mikro Is Kachu וקיבל היהודי מסר שרחילו לאסס, כי הומן בן אבדוסו הגוגי, ובואי לפני המלך, אומר עם הספר, מורדכי כוסו בלהם שיעשו, סורה שסלטס, מורדכי כוסו בלהם שיעשו פורם, should make a יונטב הפורם, כי הומן ביקש לאבדו, ומה שבוס אסתו לפני המלך, להסחן אלוי, so what's פורם? Purim was Haman wanted to destroy them. And Esther came lifnei ha-melech lishanilot. Kol zeh yoimel, so each year they should relate this. Shona b'shona. Omar, im ha-sefer, shetei megila ksuva lifneihem b'shas kriya. So Rashi learns pshat, that from here we learn out, that we're speaking about the oifen, how the Purim should be. So for the Purim, we have to mention, in the Purim, we have to mention the intentions of Haman. In the Purim, the Mikra Megillah, we have to mention what Esther had done, is Omar, so this should be said, Ima Sefer, that it should not be Baal Peh, it should be said from a Sefer, B'Shas Kriya. And let us see Taisvis. Omro mi boile. The mashme the hachi koma. The Gemara held that this is pshat in the posik. Obaboya lifnei hamelech. Omro loy. That's how many more. She told him, milvad asefer. Milvad asefer sheoma lases. Besides the sefer that he said, v'lishlech promadinis. Omro loy oid. She told them, Yoshuv Machshavtoi Horo. That she told them another thing, Yoshuv Machshavtoi Horo. The Kivin the Koma Beboyo, when she came, Oma Mash Mishishlonu Loima Masha Omro. That was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara answered, there's a different shot in the Pasuk.